It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show talking about Aspen Community Theater. Been a while since we've talked about this. Open auditions coming up for 9 to 5, The Musical. Well, of course it would be. What other kind of show would it be if it's going to be 9 to 5? Of course, based, I'm assuming, on the early 80s movie with Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton and Gabney Coleman.
Jane Fonda.
And Jane Fonda, thank you. I shouldn't forget her. Her brother just passed away end of last week. So Gabrielle and Travis are here from ACT, and then Brad Moore, of course, who we talk to on a regular basis about Sopris Theater, but... You kind of arranged this for ACT, and you're involved with ACT too, right?
I've been on the ACT board for
87 years.
Yeah, I was actually.
What'd you say there, young feller?
I was actually in the very first Aspen Community Theater show. I was a senior in high school, and we did a version of The Wizard of Oz called, and yet another version of The Wizard of Oz, or Is the Wiz a Miz? And I played the Tin Man, and we actually had to,
So is it true about the Tin Man?
What do they say
Man? That Oz never gave him anything he didn't have already? Forget it.
So the Tin Man. Okay. So anyway, yeah. So I've been involved with the Aspen Community Theater for 40 plus years.
Wow. And, wow.
Been on the board for
it sounds kind of like the show you were in was a takeoff on Michael Jackson's version of
It was kind of an interesting mixture of The Wizard of Oz and some of the music was from The Wiz, and it was a very bizarre but fun show, and it was actually performed in what is now the Belly Up.
No kidding.
It was a dinner theater. It was called Le Cabaret, and we performed it there in June of 1976.
Wow. Yeah. That was a while ago. Yeah.
I had no idea.
And, you know, what's interesting is that the person who did lights for the show was Lon Winston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, you know, kind of interesting. It was a group. There was a real active group of people in Aspen who wanted to do community theater and put together what's now called it's called Aspen Community Theater now, but the actual legal name is the Colorado Mountain Theater Association, and it was a sort of a venture with CMC and a lot of local people.
Interesting. And when you asked if we knew where it was performed, I thought you were going to say it was, you know, at the ISIS or something like that.
No. You know? Although over the years, ACT has performed at some of the most interesting places.
It's kind of a theater thing, isn't it? Right?
Yeah. Being nomads and trying to find, my uncle
trying
has a bar.
Trying to find our place in the world.
Yeah.
So, Gabrielle, Travis, tell us your story about your experience with ACT, how you came to obviously, you guys were not in the Wizard of Oz back in 1976.
I think I was 3.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not going to tell my age, but I was not living in the mountains.
So I came to the Valley in 2002. I joined the cast of the Crystal Palace. And in the off season, in that first fall, I got suckered in to doing the Aspen Community Theater show, not realizing that
you suckered them.
That Aspen Community Theater wasn't what many people expect out of a community theater. It's such a professional organization with high caliber talent, not only just on the stage, but behind the scenes as well, with, you know, years of experience, right, Brad?
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And people who, because Aspen, and you know, to a certain extent it happens in Glenwood, but I mean, you know, it's such a transient community in so many ways in terms of people coming in and living there for a few years, especially in the days of the Crystal Palace, where people would come in and be there for the winter and summer, and then during the off season get involved with the community theater. So a lot of people have had experience on Broadway or done films or, I mean, you know, it's really, it is a community theater that represents the community, which is what any good theater should do.
So, Gabrielle, what about you? How did you find, how did Aspen Community Theater find you?
Well, I was in the production of Evita, when was that, about 8 years ago, as a tango dancer. So I thought I was just going to be dancing, and then I was roused into the ensemble running around stage. But it was a lot of fun, and it was great because it resurfaced my love for theater, which I had studied in college a long time ago. And it's a great family, and you know, then I was in Beauty and the Beast and Spamalot, and I'm just, since I've been involved, I'm again amazed at the amount of talent, high caliber, and you know, always looking to expand and find new people to grow. It's a great community, and the fact that the show happens in November is you know, it's wonderful because you look out and you recognize almost everybody in the audience, and it's a wonderful feeling. So,
what are the requirements of anyone that's interested in being in 9 to 5 the musical? Any physical requirements, time requirements, the whole nine yards?
Right. Well, there's,
that would be a different show. I'm sorry.
Right. I mean, there's really roles and not just on the stage, but also behind the stage. You know, we've got a wonderful cast, and it's a very strong female cast this time around. With the past couple of shows, it's been very male heavy, and that's, we picked this show specifically to sort of allow for that equality that we weren't seeing in the past few years, to really let some of our female actresses shine. Some movement, dancing is obviously required in a musical, as well as singing, so you need to be a singer. But experience-wise, we've had, you know, people who haven't done theater in a long time, like Gabrielle, or people like myself who have been professional for a time, to, you know, just people who love music theater and want to be involved. We really try to find a home for everybody. And that doesn't mean just on stage. Like I said, backstage. We need people with set crew. We need people to help run spotlights. We need all of those roles filled. So if you have a love for music theater, but you don't feel like you can be in front of the audience, there's probably a spot that we could find for you.
But you also don't need to be a professional singer or a professional dancer.
I mean, it is community theater.
Exactly.
It is. I mean, I, you know, when I started, I didn't even think I could sing Happy Birthday. So, and somehow I'm up there now.
If you
can
talk, right there with
you can sing. If
everybody
can
always
walk,
expects me to start them off, and it's like, you don't want me to sing. And so I have, and then that's, and then everybody else takes over, and then I can be quiet so I don't ruin the song. I totally get what you're saying. When are auditions for Aspen Community Theater's production of 9 to 5?
So we've got 2 days of auditions, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th. The 6th is in the evening, and then the 7th is all day. Requirements for that are 16 to 32 bars of a song. And if you don't have a song, we're more than happy to let you sing Happy Birthday or My Country Tis of Thee or whatever, you know, fits in your realm. We are asking, we've brought in a new director, which we'll maybe talk about in another segment.
Sure.
But we are asking also for a like a 1 minute comedic monologue. And if you want to sign up, aspencommunitytheater.org/auditions. And on that is the requirements, as well as some links to some monologues, so you don't have to pick something yourself. They can be read if you are not comfortable memorizing, finding it memorized in the next 2 weeks. But we do, you know, ask that you be at least familiar with the piece that you're reading for us.
When do rehearsals start?
We're starting on September 11th. That's a Wednesday. Rehearsals run in the evenings from 6:30 to 9:30, but that's not everybody there every night. Our director's being very cognizant of the time commitment that community theater involves.
Sure.
And being very open to keeping her schedule flexible and making sure we're not over utilizing and then burning people out.
And obviously your leads will probably need to put in a little more time to rehearsal as opposed to the rest of the cast, but still trying to be aware of the fact it is community theater.
Right.
People, that's why you're starting at 6:30 at night. People have jobs.
Exactly, and lives.
Okay. And so generally Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 9:30.
Correct.
Depending on, again, the part and the what role and specifically. And
exactly.
Right. Okay. And the, you said the show dates are in November. What are the dates?
Correct. We are running
the first two weekends.
Well, actually, not the first two. It's the second and third. It's 8, 9, and 10 of November. The 10th is a matinee. And then 14, 15, and 16.
Okay.
Those are all evenings.
So Friday and Saturday evening shows and then Sunday matinees.
Correct. Correct.
The second week, there's a Thursday night show.
It starts on Thursday.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So you start on Friday and you end on Saturday.
Correct.
Gotcha. So just one matinee then, and that would be on November 10th.
Right in the middle.
Again, details at aspencommunitytheater.org. Is theater spelled?
R-E.
Okay. That's always important. I always feel the need to ask that because it does make a difference. You never know where you're going to go if you spell a website wrong. Again, aspencommunitytheater.org, theater spelled with an R-E, so the traditional European way, the original way, right? Back in just a minute, we'll talk a little bit more about behind the scenes at Aspen Community Theater's production of 9 to 5, the musical, when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about open auditions for Aspen Community Theater's production of 9 to 5, the musical. Again, those auditions Friday, September 6th in the evening, and then Saturday, September 7th, all day long. And rehearsals start on September 11th from 6:30 to 9:30.
And callbacks are on the Sunday.
Oh,
September
correct.
8th,
yes. Right, yes, of course. Yes. I didn't even think of that. I wasn't thinking fourth dimensionally. I wasn't thinking in theater terms.
Got to be ready for those callbacks.
AspenCommunityTheater.org/auditions is where you can learn more about the audition process. So, Travis, tell us a little bit more about the director for this show.
Paula Maker is a longtime friend of mine, actually. She and I were in a production of Annie together at the Crown Uptown in Wichita, Kansas. She played Miss Hannigan. I was Bundles, which was the laundry guy that snuck Annie out of the orphanage. And she is an extremely talented actress and then went on to further her career. She got a master's in directing and now works as an adjunct professor and also a full-time professor for Wichita State University. But she's worked also regionally in Colorado. She did a performance of The Death Trap just this last summer up in Mountain Rep in Creed, and then she directed their follow-up show, which was sort of a vaudeville-style melodrama piece. But she's wanted to sort of expand her realm of directing and uniquely is qualified to direct 9 to 5 for us because we are also renting the set for this show from Music Theater of Wichita. Yeah, Wichita connections, obviously, a lot right here all of a sudden.
Right.
And she worked on that production with them in 2012.
It's not uncommon when you're doing a particular show to shop around, if you will, see who else has done it and if they have set pieces, costumes, that kind of thing, because
exactly.
A huge expense. If you're going to put, if you want to put on a really good looking show, you either have to build everything yourself, which means finding volunteers and people that know how to do it, right?
Exactly.
Or you find somebody else that's already done it, and then you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Absolutely. We did that last year, actually, with Big River. We ended up buying the set from the Utah Shakespeare Festival and utilizing that. And it's sort of, I guess, our way to go green, you know, reuse, recycle.
And it's a big set, too.
And it's a big show.
It's a big show.
A big set. And to do it right, space is limited, obviously, where we are. And to find even a warehouse to build a set and it becomes cost prohibitive. And so it really worked out well to find this already in existence, and especially a director that was already associated with it. and get it up here.
Where will you be performing, by the way?
We're going to do it at the District Theater, which is on the campus up there in Aspen.
Right.
So our traditional space, we tend to flip-flop between there, at least in the recent years, between there and the Wheeler Opera House. And it's a big enough show that it has to go in the district.
I want to say, is the stage a little bit bigger at the District Theater than it is at the Wheeler?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I thought so.
You can, little trivia fact here. You can slice off the Wheeler at the sidewalk, turn it sideways, and set it on stage at the District Theater, and it'll go from wing to wing, but it'll only go about 5 feet above the grid height at the District Theater. The District is a big stage.
Wow. That's that's huge.
Yeah, the actual proscenium at the District is 48 feet. The proscenium at the Wheeler is 24.
Wow.
Twice
well, it can be 28 if you open it up, but anyway, still, yeah.
Details, details, yeah, details. We don't care about that.
We don't care about it. But seriously, you could have all three floors of the Wheeler Opera House turned sideways, and you could put the audience and the stage on stage at the District.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's a bigger space, and it's got the fly loft, which, you know, there's no real grid height at the Wheeler.
Interesting. So will you be flying anybody in this show? I'm thinking about a specific scene where Dabney Coleman in the window.
Yes. Okay. Yes, there is some acrobatics involved. Not really acrobatics.
Now, the two of you be auditioning as well? Do you already have you been guaranteed roles?
No,
we
don't
backstage?
Do anything like that.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, no. But we definitely, that's...
I thought maybe Gabrielle was typecast.
I don't know what typecasting and promising roles too.
Right. That's the best part about the community theater, I think, is that besides being involved, especially as we are behind the scenes, and we've really put together a production team now instead of it being one producer who is in charge of all of that stuff. So there is the ability for us to still be in the show because we do this not only just because we love going and attending, but we like to be on stage. You know, that's just a part of the animal that we're in. So,
it's fun.
It's so much fun to get to perform in these shows, as well as now we're getting to learn some of the behind the scenes stuff and how to put it all together.
Sure. So, do you have your eyes set on a particular role? Let me ask the question that way. Or just wherever Paula happens to put you.
I mean, honestly, I don't feel like I'm right for the main male character. So I am not planning to audition for that. I'm actually planning to audition for Dora Lee's husband, who was the Dolly Parton role. Her husband is much smaller. And largely just because of the time commitment that the producing side of things has, I would like to have a little more flexibility and not be on stage as much. Although he's not really the lead male. It's really about the women in the show.
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot
absolutely.
Of
even the men, any of the men's roles aren't that big.
And at a time, what is this, like 82, 83?
Does
that sound about right?
Early 80s, late 70s.
You know, at a time when this whole idea of female empowerment and that kind of thing, you know, that wasn't in the conversation back then, really.
No, but it's kind of interesting how 40 years later we're still talking about
having
the
same conversations.
Issues sexual harassment at the workplace, women, needing to band together and, take over.
Although hopefully there's no decon normally involved in those conversations in this day and age, I would hope. So what about you, Gabrielle? A particular role that you have?
I'm not going to tell you about a particular role.
I mean,
I'm certainly, because there's so many wonderful female roles. And
and
I'm hoping that, we will get many more women that haven't been on the stage before to come. I love being in the ensemble, too, because I love dancing, and that's my particular.
Well, and I appreciate what Travis said too about the fact if you're producing, you have all these other duties off the stage. So to have the time to do everything that you'd like to do.
Right. I mean, I'm new to the board. I just joined it this year, and I'm excited about bringing the community theater. It's an amazing gift, and I think it brings not only the talent together, but it brings, it just creates a wonderful community to talk about things and these issues that are really important that are still going on. So
that's really, I think, the origin of theater was kind of exactly that, you know, talk about these issues in a like a third person kind of way.
Right. Yeah. And this is such a fun show. Oh. It really, I mean, it's hilarious and there's great music and it's...
Would you say that it's family friendly, by the way? I mean, I know that obviously there are
it's
some things that happen.
Family.
Yeah,
okay.
PG-13 because there's
like
a couple,
PG-10.
Maybe 10. You know, it's a good. You're gonna have to have
13 or
you're gonna have to have a couple conversations about maybe a couple of things. You know, there is.
Gotcha.
Honestly, though, in Colorado, not so much because there is some marijuana use, which obviously now that's a thing here. So, but there's a couple of sexual situations.
Yeah, sexual harassment
and,
is an issue.
And, you know, some inappropriate language. But again, it's a way to, you know, start a conversation if you're not afraid to have that with your children.
Right. I was going to say, we have this conversation frequently with the Soper's Theater Company Productions that, you know, it's if you do take the kids, be prepared to have some conversations, you know.
Right.
This happened on stage, and that's really not appropriate, and this is how you deal with those situations. Yeah. And,
right.
You know,
so
and so
but compared to what the kids really see on a daily basis on the internet anyway. Sure.
I don't know what you're talking about. Brad, what about you? Are you auditioning for a role in this, or
well, no, unfortunately,
support?
I will be doing
your own show.
Yeah, I'll be directing Hope and Gravity at Soper's Theater Company, and which of course will be another program conversation that we'll have soon.
Sure,
but anyway, yeah, I would really enjoy being able to do it, but this year's not going to be a year.
Time commitments, right?
Yes. Yeah, and, so I'll help out behind the scenes and help out as much as I can.
Again, the website is aspencommunitytheater.org. Remember, theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. And if you want to learn more about auditions, it's aspencommunitytheater.org/auditions. Again, those auditions, Friday the 6th in the evening, Saturday the 7th all day long, and then Sunday the 8th are when callbacks are, and rehearsals start on September 11th. As far as auditions are concerned, you just have everybody, whoever gets in line first is who gets audition first,
there are
or
time
will you schedule?
Slots.
Okay.
It's a schedule on the website that you sign up on this thing called Casting Manager.
So you need to sign up in advance on the website if you want to.
We
audition.
Prefer it. Obviously, you would fit in a walk in if they're just somebody that couldn't
and again,
maneuver the website.
This is community theater.
Right.
So anybody that is interested in trying out.
Please come on down. Absolutely.
And again, you'll try and find a spot for anybody that's interested. Obviously, there are huge roles in this show, and there are also those
to be a part of the ensemble.
Exactly.
Yes.
Back in just a minute to wrap things up. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking with Gabrielle, Travis, and Brad from Aspen Community Theater. They are putting on the musical 9 to 5 this fall, this November, November 8th, 9th, and 10th, 14th, 15th, and 16th at the District Theater in Aspen. Open auditions on Friday the 6th, Saturday the 7th, and then callbacks on Sunday the 8th of September. Again, you can learn more at aspencommunitytheater.org/auditions. So I was going to ask, 9 to 5, I actually looked it up during the break. It was a Christmas movie back in 1980. Doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but 1980, so, you know, it probably peaked in movie theaters probably in January 81, I would assume. Did the stage version, was it right after it was in theaters, or was it a little bit?
No, actually, it sort of went into the cult following for a long time. And then in the sort of 2007 to 2012 realm of things, when the turn for Broadway was to start transforming some of these shows that had been movie musicals or movies in the past into stage productions. This one fell into place in 2009, actually. And interestingly enough, it was the original creative team that came back to create the show.
And by original creative team, you mean including Dolly Parton.
Exactly. So Patricia Resnick was the original screenplay author, and she came back and joined with Dolly then to expand. Because if you really think about 9 to 5, the only song from that movie
is 9 to 5,
the theme song, right? So yeah. It's the only thing, but everybody knows that. Minute you hear that bass,
dun, 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 dun,
you know exactly what it is, right?
You got the part.
I'm
right here. I'm just going to call it right now. Travis has the role.
So when they decided to transfer it to Broadway, they had to write more music, and Dolly was more than happy to do that. And so she came back, and it had a great run on Broadway, and then did a long touring season as well. And then the rights started becoming available for regional and community theaters to do it.
So it's frequently when you talk about that trend, a lot of times we'll hear, you know, I'll talk with Brad about one of these shows, and it'll be inspired by whatever the original movie or show was. And so they'll try and do their best to, you know, recreate kind of the theme and the concepts. But in this case, again, you're talking about the same people that made that movie what it was, put their hands on the stage version. And so, particularly Dolly Parton, you know, her music is so is timeless. Is that a word you would use? I think so. And it's, you know, it's Dolly Parton, like you say. It may not be that particular song, but just her style is very unique. And it definitely says
and
Dolly
she
Parton.
She touches everybody's hearts when she sings. I mean,
totally.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
From the, you know, the Coat of Many Colors to what was the song with Billy Ray Cyrus? Romeo, like 25 years ago.
Right.
But, and so that's so cool. And, again, it's a local production, local community theater. Everybody is welcome to try out for it. I have to think that the fact that Dolly Parton actually wrote the songs may actually interest some folks that
I would think so. Know,
and that was our thought when we came to this audience, because we knew that there was such a connection with her music and her as a performer, and then to bring that into the theater. When you hear the music, though, it's interesting. There's definitely a couple that have that sort of Western Dolly Parton feel, but they've done a great job of making it feel like an actual music theater show. So it has something that pulls a little bit from all the different genres. So you have,
and keep in mind, everybody likes to keep their music genres separate.
Right.
But throughout the ages, if you go back and you look at the charts, 9 to 5, I'm pretty sure, was a number one song on the Hot 100 at the time, back in 1981.
Right.
Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers had at least a couple songs back in the 80s and 70s.
Absolutely.
That were on the charts. You know, so it's really, when I say timeless, I mean not just timeless in that sense, but universal as well.
Yes.
You know, just music you can tap your foot to. Who cares, you know,
what
box you put it in at the record store.
Right.
I'm dating myself, aren't I?
What's a record?
What are you
talking about? They're making them now. They actually have a 4-foot section over at the store. I'm serious. They do. They're pressing vinyl again. You believe it?
That's cool.
30 years later, and they're pressing vinyl again out of nowhere. Of course, we're talking a lot about auditions, and you're also still looking for a lot of tech help as well. So behind the scenes, stage management, sound, lights, that kind of thing. Just folks to help out behind the scenes to help put this show on.
Right.
Do you have an idea how many?
Well,
it takes a village.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, there's sort of this rule of thumb that, I don't know how accurate it is, but, you know, for every person on stage, you've got five people behind the scenes or whatever. But the real thing that I think is so cool about community theater specifically is that it's just one big family putting on a show. We're all working in a position that we feel a passion or a connection to. So, you know, if you have an interest in audio, I mean, why not be part of the sound crew just being there and being part of it, because we all work together to build this piece of theater and present it to the audience. And I remember not too long ago sitting in a theater and watching one of the percussionists and the pride that he had for being a part of his community's theater was so amazing. And I just thought, you know, there's nothing like that. It's just the theater that we're all this team of people who have a passion for just telling a story, and that we're all there just joy, filled with joy in bringing that to life.
Well, to put it in perspective, spend 15 hours a week with the same group of people, or as many as 15 hours a week with the group of same people for 2 months, you're going to get to know each other pretty intimately.
Oh, very intimately. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, some of my closest friends that I have in the Valley were made doing community theater shows.
Now, will you be singing to recorded tracks, or will you actually have a band for this show?
It will be a live orchestra. We
I can't believe I didn't ask about that. Yeah, that's I feel fine. So silly.
We do.
Thank you for bringing that up.
A smaller than a traditional size, so it's not like a full, but because of the style of the show, it doesn't need as many musicians.
Gotcha.
But that brings up an interesting point that Brad sort of sparked in my brain when he talked about the percussionist. But we need orchestra members. You know, we'll be searching for that. And each of these pieces have varying levels of involvement. So, you know, maybe you don't have time to give 5 days a week, 6:30 to 9:30. But maybe starting at the end of October when we start run-throughs and you're willing to be a deck crew person to push set pieces off and on, or you're willing to help with the props, or you're willing to be in the orchestra if you're a musician, or any of those support roles. So we can fit you in at your level of commitment. It doesn't have to be on the stage at rehearsal every night for the next 2 months. Gotcha. It could be joining us later and helping out because you want to be involved.
And again, it comes back to the whole community.
Absolutely.
Part of Aspen Community Theater.
Yeah.
Again, details at aspencommunitytheater.org /auditions if you want to look at the audition schedule and schedule a time to audition. Again, definitely need tech help and need members of the orchestra as well to perform. That adds just, I mean, it makes it so real. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you're on Broadway when you've got the band there and
show,
everything.
Oh, it's a big show, absolutely.
Yeah, and it feels...
How many cast members, by the way? I didn't ask that.
I think that they say a variable around 22 to to 28.
So that's a decent sized cast.
Yeah. And that's just the on stage. And obviously with community theater, you can expand that a little more with,
right.
You know, the ensemble. If you need more dancers, there's a great showstopper number with a bunch of men dancing with the lead female as she's sort of coming into her own in Act Two. And, you know, we definitely need bodies. So, you know, maybe you're a great dancer, not a singer. Perfect.
What about sponsors? Are you looking for sponsors for this show?
Always. Funny you should mention that.
A whole nother show based on that.
Always. You know, none of this comes free. And so we do our best to fundraise, and we did our annual ask. But there's, you know, you can sponsor a night. You can sponsor set pieces, costumes. We've got a whole list of things, and that can be. We'll be reaching out to people we know, but if you have an interest in being involved in getting your name, we have program ads available so you can purchase spots so the community can see your business and
patronize. Contact information on the website?
On the website.
Yeah.
There's also a little donation
tab.
Button.
Perfect. If you'd like to give.
Again, that's aspencommunitytheater.org. Remember, theater is spelled the traditional English European way, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, aspencommunitytheater.org /auditions.
Great.
Anything else? What else should we talk about? Did we cover it all?
I think we've got it.
I hope
to see everybody there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fun costumes, too, this time.
Yeah. Nothing like dressing up. It's like retro fun.
That's a really good point, too. Again, auditions for 9 to 5, the musical, Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th. Callbacks on the 8th. Again, reserve your spot for an audition at aspencommunitytheater.org/auditions. Then the shows are rehearsals begin September 11th. Shows November 8th, 9th, and 10th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Again, definitely need folks to help out with tech, behind the scenes, that kind of thing, and in the orchestra pit or offstage, wherever the orchestra happens to be for this show. Again, contact information for that or for sponsors at aspencommunitytheater.org. I look forward to doing this again. Any ideas what the next show will be? Or you look at that kind of like the football coach, you know, well, one game at a time.
We've got some ideas, but I don't know that we're ready to announce anything.
All right. I'll twist Brad's arm for it.
There you go.
We're concentrating on this show right now still.
Fair enough. I'll ask you on, what would that be, November 17th?
Yes, exactly.
Take care. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.